This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
And on today's Plugged In, we've got career educator and social worker at the CCDU, Linde Lwecili, who's going to talk to us about ways of managing stress during exams. Good morning, Linde. Welcome to the Main Switch.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Only a pleasure. So, I mean, it's no secret that the pandemic has made life quite challenging for all of us, you know, with all these adjustments that we've had to commit to. And, I mean, for students specifically, one of them being online exams. What would you say are some of the reasons why students stress?
As you said, the pandemic has really shook us all, and it has been a stressful time for all of us. And the mere shift on online has been quite challenging. So it's only fair that students, as they approach exams, as they engage exams, they're feeling quite uncertain at this time, because normally one would sit in and have their assessment. So it's quite a challenge and quite a reality shift that requires one to still believe in themselves and just know that with preparation, the setting might be different, but if you've prepared and you've done the best, you can still pass your exams.
Yeah, and a follow-up question from that actually is, would you say that stress differs according to current circumstances? I mean, this might be a rhetorical question, and I'm just, the example would be, I mean, would you say the stress perhaps of the class of 2010 during the World Cup differs to the stresses that the class of 2020 would experience?
What's up, if you broke there? I didn't quite get the question. Do you mind repeating it for me?
Not a problem. So I'm asking, would you say that stress differs according to current circumstances, or rather to different circumstances? So maybe the class of 2010 would have different stresses to the class of 2020.
Definitely so. Stresses would differ from previous classes to now. However, you find that there are those historical stresses that students find themselves in. One of them, if I were to make an example, one of them would be, at this point, I'm the first generation to come to university. That's a stress on its own, over and above just me approaching exams. Just financial stresses. If I don't do well on the exam right now, my bursary might pull out. So those are historical stresses, over and above the new climate that students find themselves in. So it's very important that students are cognizant and very aware of their stresses over and above exams. We're saying it's a stressful environment with the pandemic. It's stressful. Exams and stress is inevitable. So as soon as the stress becomes prolonged, that's when one needs to look up and be very worried and seek assistance. So also just knowing those stresses, having to compare yourself to your peers. This is your race. Run your race in your own pace. Be in your lane. Prepare in advance and do the best that you could possibly do.
I agree. And in the conversation that we had with Vinoba last week about ways of reducing stress, I mean, there was a mention of sufficient preparation, you know, resting and routine, and this all seemed to steer in the direction of just the student, you know. But I want to just further this conversation a bit. What about the people we live with, Linde, you know, and the educators and tutors? How much more can they help us reduce stress?
As educators, as lecturers, they have consultation time, right? So I would urge that students at this time, you do your best individually, you study, you prepare on your own, but utilize the resources that are around you. So lecturers, we have consultation time. Please ensure that if you have aspects that you don't understand, chapters that you feel we need more clarity on, utilize those consultation times. Make sure that if you feel that you are super stressed and you believe that you've done the best in preparation, utilize the resources around you. You've got CCDU as an outlet to assist you in your journey, so utilize that. If you're on your own and you need assistance at that time, we have the crisis line for you to have a debrief, a session where you have an outlet for you. So utilize the resources around you to ensure that you get ahead in your journey.
Yeah, and I mean, I was reading an article on Conversation.com, and they were saying that stress is actually helpful as it can increase oxygen to the brain and improve attention, focus, your energy, and even determination. So would you say stress is good for exams?
I did say when I started, stress and exams, they literally go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Stress is invisible at this time. So a certain amount of stress, definitely, because one, it will push you to do better, mm-hmm. right? But as soon as it becomes, you feel in that stressful situation for a prolonged period of time, then automatically it will not serve you. Remember, if you're constantly worrying, you won't even have enough time or be in the right mindset to focus on your studies. So as soon as it becomes like a fight mode, because our body is designed to fight or flight. So as soon as it becomes in that constant stressful environment, it will not serve you. Hence we say that's the time. There's power in reaching out.
Yeah.
Once you feel you find yourself in that situation, reach out.
Yeah. I mean, we know that exams have been concluded and institutions have been closed. But just before I let you go, please give us any tips of getting ahead during the exam seasons for even future exams.
Mm-hmm. One thing I always believe in is that you need to believe in yourself as a student. You wouldn't be in this institution or any other institution for that matter if you do not have the capacity. So believe in yourself. Make sure that you keep focus on your goals. You are here for a reason. There's a motivation factor behind you. So no matter how hard the academics might be at that stage, always go back to that goal and focus on it. Maximize or utilize the resources that are available at your disposal so that you have that extra support. Don't isolate yourself. Yes, you're saying be safe, keep in your room and whatever, but please connect with friends, with family, connect with your support services that are available on campus. Utilize the crisis line if you feel you need help. Even the crisis app is just help on your fingertips. Just believe in yourself.
Mm.
Be intentional in what you're doing for yourself today, because what you do today will really count 5 years down the line. So be intentional, be present, and just believe in yourself.
Be intentional. That is my favorite word since 2021 started. Lindy Alwa, thank you so much for having this conversation with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's Linda Elwekili, who is a career educator and social worker at the CCDU, and she was just telling us different ways of managing stress and even preparing for your exams.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or stream by www.vofm.co.za.